Next Friday, Wyoming PBS will air its long-awaited documentary called Dick Cheney, A Heartbeat Away. Producer Jeff O'Gara joins us and says the two-year effort was interesting. I asked O'Gara about the challenge of doing a documentary about someone that most people have an opinion about.
Sure, and there are expectations. I mean, people hear that you're doing a documentary and that you're based in Wyoming, and they say, oh, well, that's going to be a puff piece about Dick Cheney, of course. So we worked hard and really had to work hard to establish our credentials with both the pro and con people in Dick Cheney's life. The other challenge in doing a documentary about him is that it's a long public life. I mean, his career spans, as you know, time in the House of Representatives, rising to a fairly high leadership position. He was Secretary of Defense. He was in the private sector at Halliburton and then became vice president. I mean, this is a career that's covered all kinds of interesting twists and turns.
Did your impression about him change, or I guess, what are your thoughts on him after dealing with him all these months?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, first, you know, and I think every journalist does who's dealt with the vice president, that he is a good interview, but also a tough interview at times. You need to go in prepared. You need to be ready for someone who's going to look you in the eye. And if you ask a question that's a little vague or a little off-center, he's going to correct you. You learn that as a young journalist when I first covered him and he was in the House of Representatives. And I got to say, even though you get to know him pretty well after all these years, he still does it. There was one point when I was interviewing him about his years in graduate school and the deferments he got. And I said, you know, this is something people wonder about when you become Secretary of Defense, that during the Vietnam War, you got these draft deferments. People really want to know. And he looked at me for a moment and he said, well, I don't know that people want to know that, Jeff. And he just kind of stops you cold for a moment. But then there's a little smile and the interview continues. And I think when you get to know his way, he actually is a fairly cooperative interview. I mean, we did hours and hours of interview. We covered everything. Nothing was off limits. He was candid. He was, you know, at times very funny. He can be a very amusing man in an interview.
Yeah, let me push the button.
He went into delved into a lot of issues that we wanted to cover.
Okay, Jeff. Well, one of the things that might be interesting for folks is to talk a little bit about what it's like to interview the vice president. Was it difficult to get him to, I guess, be forthright with a lot of things?
I would say he's forthright in his own way, and I would contrast that, say, with Al Simpson's way of being forthright. I mean, Dick Cheney's a smart man. We know he's got a great set of nerves under fire, but he's not a deeply reflective man. So, you know, he doesn't admit to a lot of second thoughts about much of anything, even the toughest decisions that he made during his career. And in an interview, that sometimes seems like a little bit of a challenge. How do you get him to dig deep? On the other hand, he's got a prodigious memory. His memory for detail is extraordinary. And so when you talk about the events of a big historic event like 9/11, or you go way back and talk about, say, the Wyoming Wilderness Bill, he'll remember details that you wouldn't expect anybody after all these years to still have fresh in their head. So in that sense, he's a very good interview in the sense of getting him to sort of bare his soul and dig deep into the dark corners. I think you have to go to Al Simpson for that.
Would you say 9/11 is the thing that has impacted him the most?
I think everybody thinks that. He would be very quick to say, you know, I didn't change at 9/11 or in that time period. The world changed. But it's what everybody asks about. It's what everybody looks at. You know, is this the same guy that was defense secretary back in the early 1990s when 9/11 came around? Did it change him? Had he already changed in some way himself? I think everybody, and this would probably include you and me, would say, you know, 9/11 changed us. It changed the United States, its place in the world, the way we deal with terrorist threats. And, of course, Dick Cheney was right there in the middle of the action. So if anybody's going to be changed by that, he was.
He was at the White House. There were reports that there was a plane coming for the White House. And you know, that this is a famous story where they took him into a bunker, but you had a chance to visit with him about that. Tell us about that conversation.
Well, it was really interesting because you think you're working over a well-worn patch of information here. Everybody's written about 9/11. There are books and books about it, lots of stories told. And then you're talking to the vice president and you learn something you didn't know before. And this is a good example. He's in the bunker. He's been hustled down there. There's lots of action. And an Air Force official comes to him and says, "Mr. Vice President, there is a plane coming towards Washington. We think it's headed either for the Capitol or the White House. What should we do?" He says without hesitation, "Shoot it down." The Air Force representative comes back to him again twice and asks the same question, just seeking really solid confirmation. He doesn't hesitate. Once again, he says, "Shoot it down." Well, the planes are sent up, and during our interview, he reveals that the planes were sent up unarmed. This is a bit of a shock. I mean, they're there to defend the nation's capital. They're up in the air, ready to stop this this jetliner coming in, and they're unarmed. I checked this with Donald Rumsfeld when we interviewed him. He said, yes, they were unarmed. In addition, the vice president said one of them actually flew out to sea. They didn't even know quite where to go. So there were moments like that in the interviews and moments when we were talking about a big event like 9/11 when you learn something you didn't know before that's interesting, a little shocking. And again, the vice president was very candid about everything that happened on that day.
This is somebody who, you know, obviously when you get to be vice president, it's a remarkable accomplishment personally, but, you know, just the fact that he even got into elected office, it seems like a surprise, because when you look back at his history, I mean, there was a point where he was going to be an educator, wasn't that right?
Well, I'd go even further back, Bob, and say, you know, there was a point when he was going to be in the drunk tank in Rock Springs. I mean, if you think about Dick Cheney's history, and in a way it is kind of a Wyoming political script, you know, there's the dissolute periods of his youth. There are things that he did that he regrets, but that he overcame and moved up. And yeah, at a very young age, he was chief of staff for Gerald Ford in the White House, eventually decided he didn't want to be tied to someone else running for elective office. He wanted to run himself, so he came back to Wyoming and got elected to the House. And he was a fast-rising Republican star in the House of Representatives, you know, destined to be certainly minority leader and possibly Speaker of the House someday if the Republicans got the majority. When he was tapped to become Secretary of Defense after Senator John Tower had to drop out, and suddenly his life took another turn. Interestingly, when he describes that moment of being called to the White House and going to sit with George H.W. Bush and talk about this position, he says, again, there were never any second thoughts. He knew that he was on a very good trajectory in the House, but the opportunity to be Secretary of Defense was one he wouldn't hesitate to take. He took it. Again, no doubts, no looking back.
Dick Cheney, A Heartbeat Away, will air on Wyoming PBS Friday, November 13th at 8 o'clock, and then it will re-air at 9:30. And our thanks to producer Jeff O'Gara for joining us.